Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
Listen. This is deeper than a podcast. I need you. I want you to come sit down with us.
And today we have a very, very, one of our first guests. Our second guest.
Second guest
ever. Very second guest ever. Taylor Trey, say what's up, man.
Oh, man, what's happening, man? It's a pleasure to be here. You feel me? I've been rapping with these niggas for a minute, bro. I've been watching them. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. It came a long way. I was just talking about that with them, like, niggas got like cameras and shit. Like, niggas off cell phones and shit.
We was off cell phones, bro. What made you actually like fuck with us though? Like, for real.
Bro, y'all was the first niggas to fuck with me. I'm like, alright, that cool. Ain't nobody ever asked me for no interview. So I'm like, damn, I need niggas some real niggas, so I had to come back in.
Hey, bro, I'm so glad that we kept on going, though. That's one of the things. Like, all of us kept on going, bro. You can see that we've grown so much in each of our platforms since that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody been grew some shit. Y'all winning from this shit.
We're working on it, man.
Stand
as long as you still moving forward, you winning, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Always.
Moving forward, you winning. Even if you ain't at the spot, you're trying to be it.
That's so facts, bro. Yeah. Like, cause like, I be kind of getting discouraged, like, when I post something and I get like 10 views. I be like, yo, what is going on, bro?
It's the algorithm, bro. You gotta tap into that shit, stay consistent with that shit.
Nah, what be fucking with me is when I be posting on my personal page.
Yeah.
In my when I post on, we'll post on L2M, but at least on TikTok personally, we'll have like 1,000 views, 2,000 views in an hour or two. I'll be like, damn, that's fire. And I post on my own shit, and that shit have like 10 views. I'm like, damn, this is not L2M, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'm a little bit fucking with my page.
Hey, you know, speaking of real, it's crazy that you say that. I remember I was going through your page the other day, and I was just looking at your analytics and everything like that. Cause that's just what I do. You know what I'm saying? Looking at people's shit.
Ain't no weird shit. I already know what it is.
So like, okay, I think you got into like an argument in the comments with a nigga, bro.
This nigga
made a whole personal page what did he say? He said trash artist or something like that. He made a whole new page and then commented on this nigga shit.
Bro, this nigga went to like my top video I had just posted it like a few days before. I ain't gonna lie, this shit trash or whatever. Everybody else been reposting it and sending it off and shit. I'm like, damn. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, like, bro, this nigga got like 10 followers and shit. This whole page built off of hating on niggas and shit. But I ain't gonna lie, I had time today, so I was like, fuck, I'm gonna go back and forth with that for a minute.
Yeah, he was going back and forth. Trey was going back and forth with one nigga on our YouTube. Yeah, I was like, nigga, stop doing that shit.
Bro,
you look lame as fuck,
bro. I was not going back and forth with that kid, bro.
Bro, it was like a 14-year-old kid, bro.
I kept telling him to have a nice day and hope he has a great day at school. And he said, he said somebody, did I even graduate? I said, yeah, you should get like me one day. Very motivational to that young man.
No, nigga, you kept going back and forth. And I was like, bro, you look mad lame right now.
I was not lame. Go to that video. It was the video with Elise Nicole, the first time we had ever met her.
Yeah, that show was.
And we had asked her about, did you sell your soul? It was a simple conversation. He said, a woman belongs in the kitchen. I was like, damn, like.
Yeah, that nigga was going crazy.
That nigga was wildin'.
But see, like, how did you handle that? Like, what? Like, how do you handle the hate? I'm sure that's not the first nigga that said that your shit was.
Oh, crazy. Nah, but like, I'm from like, you know, I'm from there. Any nigga in the South, like, that Jonah, we call that shit Jenkins in Alabama and shit. But I grew up having
shit. You said Jenkins?
Jenkins.
Oh, Jenkins.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Like, Mobile area, like, they call that shit Jenkins. But like, even when I was younger, I had like, my teeth were fucked up before I got braces and shit. So I already had to deal with that shit. So any nigga say some shit, I'm getting on your ass. Like,
what was the worst thing somebody said to you?
Dog, I can't fucking remember. I fixed my teeth when I was like 15. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, it used to always be something. Like, I just be minding my business, somebody say some shit. You just started some shit, and I'm on your ass. It's just how that shit go,
bro. I can tell you the worst thing they said a million, bro. I mean,
no,
I
no, no, no. Hop off my dick. I'm gonna say, because I own this shit now. The worst shit that somebody has ever said, because I do have a big nose, right? This nigga was like, you look like you could give hickeys with your nostrils. Everybody just start busting out laughing, bro. I couldn't even say shit back, nigga. I just had to sit there and take my L, bro.
Bro, so that's that clenched Arthur Fist anger, bro.
You yes. Just that and don't let you actually fight this nigga. Now you look like a real lame ass nigga. Like, damn, you hurt your feelings that bad, bro. You just have to sit there and take that L,
when you told me that shit, bro, I laughed so hard, bro. That shit was so funny, bro.
You just got to sit there and take that out. Like, and it's the same thing with, like, haters, you know? Like, people be commenting, saying shit about me being like Michael Parsons, whoever the fuck that nigga is.
Hey, no cap. Okay, the fake dirt is charging niggas $10,000. So what we gonna start doing, bro? Cause we gotta start making some money, bro. We gonna start walking around with you in a Cowboys number 11 jersey, bro. And we ain't taking pictures with Michael Parsons. So, all right, so fake Michael Parsons appearances, starting out, L2M gang. Hey, how much you charging, bro? How much you charging the picture?
I ain't gonna lie. If we went up to one person that was actually looking to, like, spend money on it, I'd be like, okay, I'll be happy with it. I ain't gonna lie. I'll try it once. If that shit don't pop up, then it's a wrap, right? It's a wrap. I ain't doing that shit again. We gonna try out $10 first. After that, we'll boost up the price.
I'm just gonna see y'all just do that shit. But just know, once you do that shit, that's what they gonna know your ass. Like, if that shit pop, they gonna know your ass for the niggas that look like Michael Parsons, bro.
And imagine, like, that fake Drake nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga
just flopped terribly, bro.
Perky are really flopping now, too. Who else flop? That fake Klay Thompson probably the realest fake nigga out there, bro.
But, like, he don't do all
that shit. That shit was funny. That shit just showed up to a game, bro.
That shit was hilarious.
Like, Perky, yo, like, bro, like, it ain't no coming back from that shit. But, like, he had really went up with the shit because Dirk was fucking. I ain't never seen no celebrity really fuck what they look like that. But he just fucked it up when that shit happened with 6ix9ine.
That shit was corny as fuck, though. Like, imagine, like, you really did munching at that point. Like, enough to, like, you really sat there and was like, I'm going to eat off of this man's fame. Like, that shit really is
fame. Hey, I ain't okay. You got to do what you got to do. I ain't knocking no nigga hustle. That's how I feel like celebrities feel about it. Like, if I get so famous where a nigga get famous off looking like me, I'm not knocking that nigga hustle, bro. Do whatever you gotta do in Trey's name to get you some money, bro. Cause there's enough money out there for all of us. Little baby said it.
This the thing, like, with Pergill, the nigga was like, okay, he like 16 or whatever. So I was like, alright, that nigga high school. Fake Drake, that nigga was like 36. So it's like, bro, you're a grown ass man, bro.
Nigga,
like,
had a whole
Perky was only 16?
I think he was like, he might have been like 19. Everybody was like 16 or 19 or some shit.
That's a young ass. I ain't know he was young.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, this nigga like, he high school age. But that nigga fake Drake, bro, like, you're a grown ass man. Go get you some bad real.
Hey, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. You too old for that shit. How in the hell are y'all boys doing today, though?
Man, they stole that shit straight out of me, bro.
You was about to say it too?
I said, how? He said, how?
You was about to say it too?
I was about to say it too, bro. How far? What I'm talking about?
Yeah,
teamwork. How you feeling today, my boy?
Man, this shit cool, man. I had class earlier and shit. I went to class. Shit was cool.
I missed the fuck out of that class, bro.
You was in the class.
I slept straight through that, bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Dog, that shit cool, though. Man, went in there. You know, this shit in class. Got out of class. What the fuck I did? But I've been all over the place since then, though. Like, I've been back at the crib. Cause I don't stay in the same spot no more. But back to the crib, went to the volleyball game, went to y'all the step show, and back to the volleyball game, back to the crib, and then back over here. I've been all over the place, bro.
That's what's up, though. I like to stay active. I don't like being in the house cooped up and shit like that. Like, that shit be dead.
Shit make you feel like somebody.
No cap. But another thing that makes you feel like somebody, I know that, I hope it's not only me, but like, if you're at a party and niggas is dapping you up, Hey, I feel like a dick right now. Oh my god. Bro, hey, I feel so fucking cool, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. If you come up to me and dap me up, I'm dapping everybody up.
Yeah, I ain't nigga me doing.
Hell yeah.
You trying to be cool about this?
Don't let a nigga be right behind. Don't let a nigga be right next to me. Hey. Earlier today, a person walked up to me, and there was a cute ass female right behind me. The nigga was like, "You that nigga from the podcast, ain't you?" I said, "Yeah, man. I mean, it's not too serious." He said, "You damn near finished." I said, "Chill out." He said, "Chill out." I went back at it, "Chill out." Chill out.
I be on that gassing niggas up shit too though. Like, this shit be funny as hell sometimes. I watch it. Cause like, it be funny. Some niggas reaction be like that. Some niggas reaction be like, hell yeah, hell yeah. I know this nigga don't really be getting a love for real.
Cause honestly, it's just like, that shit do feel weird. No. That shit do feel weird when people come up to you and just is like, oh my god, like, I like this video.
It's just a constant that stream, bro. Everybody keep coming up to me. Damn, bro, so you really met Tiana Trump and told her no?
Yeah. Like, bro, somebody said that to me. Yeah. Somebody said that to me today. He was like, bro, how you let Trey fold like that?
I said, hey, nigga, hey, he in love, I guess. I guess the nigga's in love.
Like, bro, even if you would have did that shit,
she would have had to understand,
bro. But, like, nah, hell, I ain't gonna say that shit. It was gonna be an L at the end of the day, cause like they be probably just playing with y'all niggas for real though.
Oh god!
It was gonna be an L. You made the right decision with that shit.
That shit would be so funny, bro.
Now your girl, man, and then you done pissed out the girl, and then goddamn, she done told Jay no at the end of the day. So, you done took a complete L over like that shit.
Y'all not finna tell me, your girl is not touching Michael B. Jordan's ass. If he was flashing his abs in front of her,
she
ain't touching this nigga's abs.
She can't.
She ain't touching this nigga's abs.
She can't. Absolutely cannot.
Wow, that's crazy as fuck. She can't. You think that she ain't gonna touch this nigga? You watch.
It's too late, bro. I already said no to Tiana. She gotta say no to Michael.
It's only fair. I feel it though.
How you doing today, Millie?
Ooh, thanks, man. You beat me to the punch. I was about to ask you.
Hey, y'all got one more high five on my head.
Hey, alright, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I have a confession.
Right? Okay.
Oh, shit.
I think I'm finally liking a girl. Like, I'm really taking her serious type shit.
You was liking boys before that, bro?
Yeah, I was liking boys. Yeah. No, nigga. I just like, bruh, like, tell me. Alright. This shit got to sound so sick. Like, I'm really, like feeling this female. I ain't gonna lie, she stays on camp, so I've been hanging out with her since, like, last week. Every night. Like, every night I'm kicking shit with her.
Are you bold as hell?
Have not fucked.
That's how it starts.
Zero fucking.
That's how they get you.
Right? I haven't even tried.
Oh yeah, you because gone,
girl. That's what I'm saying. I hate that though, cause it's like, bro, like shit. Like,
you'll be smart with that shit, but you gone though. Yeah.
I know how Fort Valley water is though. Like, there ain't no Fort Valley water and women don't mix or something. Like, this shit ain't it. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to keep my heart to myself, but like, I low key feel like I found my fucking vibe. Like, I'm about to kick it shit with her tonight, type shit. You know?
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done?
You're done, yes.
It's too late?
It's too late. You're gone.
It's too late?
You're gone.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
A little bit of both.
You like a weekend or something. Yeah, like y'all still like.
Nah, we
just. You just met her type shit?
Yeah, I met her last week.
Okay, so like you like a weekend, so like y'all still trying to like feel each other out type shit.
Yeah.
So like, y'all not like know each other too deep. I ain't gonna say you completely gone already.
No, you're done.
I don't want to.
I was trying to be nice to this.
You're done. Yeah.
That's just scary.
You want after this?
No.
You should go crank up the computer? Yes, a wrap. Yes, a wrap. It's never a point in time where this nigga does not crank up the computer. Hey, bro, put the audio in the drawer. Yes, it's over with.
Bro, that's what's scaring me, bro, because I'm like, bro, I don't want no female to get in the way of my success. And I promise you, I'll cut that.
I mean, shit. You find the right one though, she gonna help you. She gonna help you with that shit.
You feel like you found the right one?
Yeah, I'm sad as soft as here right now. The last time I was not talking about me. But like, yeah, though, you find the right one, she gonna push you along with that shit. She ain't gonna hinder you with that shit, though.
Oh, so like, how does your female support you?
Like, whenever I'm slacking on my shit, she gonna tell me. Oh, need to record some shit. Need to be vlogging some shit. So I just be like, I know she won't be the winning shit. So I'm like,
damn, that's some real shit right there.
That's nice to hear.
How does your girl support you?
Shit, she been supporting us from the since the beginning. She made that poster when we first started. Uh-huh. Goddamn. She sent me gas money when we went to Atlanta for the Tiana Trump shit. She did hella shit.
Damn. Hold on. You ain't told me that. Nope. You ain't shit, nigga. Yeah, she sent you gas. Hey, if you was to touch her ass, I ain't gonna lie, you would've been a grimy ass nigga. You would've been a grimy ass nigga after that one.
What else? When we was in here talking, trying to figure out what was going to talk about, she was sending me shit to talk about. She supports us. She fuck with
you. Yeah, I know. She a good one, man.
So just make sure this one is yours. So yours got to do something.
I'm saying.
She
got to
bring something to the table.
She got to join the team somehow. She got to start learning how to edit or something. Hey,
put her in the sweatshop, nigga.
Get her ass to work, nigga. Get her ass to work.
So she know you do this shit, like YouTube and shit.
Yeah, she, okay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of weird now. Like, I'm getting a lot more attention now. And it's not even a lot more attention, but like, I don't know. This shit just weird.
It's like, cause
I don't want to make it seem like we're doing anything for real, cause I don't think we are. It's just like, I'm just being noticed a little bit more.
Yo, on camera, like, you can't. I can't listen to the millions. Like, I can't walk around campus for a day without hearing that shit, which is good. I'm glad that it's like that. Y'all keep supporting us. I'm glad that the campus knows, but the other times I'll be like, damn, bro, what happens when we branch outside the campus?
We're the campus podcast right now. That's probably just
what that's it is. Probably,
that's just what it is. And I guess I'll just accept that for what it is. But
I like it.
I like it. It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't want to boost my
I'm rocking with Mark because Mark rocking with us.
But like, I would tell y'all that shit last time when I came out. Well, I'm kind of. And why I ain't really drop out of school for real? This shit good with networking, man.
Yep. Yeah, bro. For real, man. Like, no cap. We got in touch with a lot of people through school just being here, bro. That's some real shit. Mm-hmm. Trey, how you been doing, bro?
I was wondering what you were going
to
ask me.
I was going to get to it.
All right. I was good today. Today we had a little yard, so it didn't go as well as I expected it to. But it was good. I'm proud of my Neos. They could have did better, though. I tell them that all the time. They didn't look like shit, but the girls said they liked it, so that's all that really matters. But other than that, like, earlier this week, I had went to, we were in Atlanta, and we were just driving around. And before we came back to Fort Valley, we stopped by Starbucks. And we were in Starbucks. My girl got, like, a venti macchiato, whatever the fuck this shit's called. And we're sitting there, and this dude walks in the store, and he's ordering. He tells the lady behind the counter, he was like, "You're just beautiful. You're beautiful as hell." And me and my girl look at him like, "What the fuck?" Like, he started getting, it was a creepy old white guy, bro. He's like, you ever seen a movie where the white guys, they have like three hairs up top? And then the hair on the leather jacket on in the middle of the fucking summer. It's like 80 degrees, leather jacket with a white shirt on. He's like,
he had glasses on too?
Glasses. Ugh. I'm talking about straight creep, at least 65, but you know, he white, so he might have been 50. Right. But,
nigga was 25. Nigga was 25.
So, alright, so we're sitting, alright, so, cause she, you know, she works from home, so she was like, we're sitting in Starbucks, she needed some Wi-Fi to do her, send out an email or something. So we're sitting in Starbucks, he's doing her work or whatever, and he walks up to the counter and he's like, is this girl over there? She's like, you're beautiful. You're just so beautiful. Like, let me get your number. When can I go home with you? Just creeping this girl out. And she was like, well, my girlfriend wouldn't like that. And he was like, I'd love to be the middle of that Oreo. I swear to God.
That's low-key rich. That's low-key rich, though.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's fine as fuck.
Them old niggas, bro, whatever you, bro, I swear to God, them old niggas, bro. In their spare time, they really sit there and think. What I'm gonna say to the young hoes?
That's smooth as fuck, though.
Them niggas, they be having so much free time, but boom, I'm gonna say to the young hoes.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst.
They got
to
do it.
That's not even the worst part. Bro, not only did he was only looking for the black girls, I swear to God.
Okay.
Because then I'm sitting there, right? I'm sitting there. He was like, "Is this your girlfriend?" I was like, "Yeah, that's my." I'm playing Madden Mobile. God. She doing work.
Damn.
She's like, "Is this your girlfriend?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my girl." And he was like, "He better be treating you right, cause I can." And then I said, "What?" And then we just look at each other. She was like, "He's doing a great job, thank you." And he was like, "He better be." And he walked away. I was like, "What the fuck?" Was some fighting words, bro. Then I
that's fold. You folded.
I folded.
You folded. Nah, he really tried your man. He really pulled your guard, and you really sat there and took that shit.
Bro, I'm
not laughing. Nah, that's crazy.
I'm not laughing.
I'm like, it was no way you gonna win this situation. That was white man, bro. Like, he was fucking Starbucks fighting a white. You were 23 year old black man beating up a 65 year old white man in Starbucks. You gonna look bad as hell. There's no way you can win this situation. They don't know the whole damn.
No.
They don't know the whole fucking context of the goddamn situation.
Bro, I started. I ain't gonna count. This shit was just funny. I started laughing. Bro, I was like, "Ain't no way that nigga just said that shit."
So
bro,
you ain't said nothing to him.
I was like, "No, I'm treating like she and she handled it. I handled this shit." She was like, "Yeah, he treated me good."
Yeah, bro. I'm not.
She did. She did what she did. Cause right. If it would have went other way, then I would have to say something. But he said, "Oh, okay," and then walked away.
Yeah, right. And my girl handled the situation right, bro. Ain't no reason for me to say shit.
Yeah.
You don't have the situation right. Why am I even getting angry, bro?
That's some real shit.
I can't get mad at a nigga for, you feel me? It's still pee shit.
How the fuck y'all niggas trust somebody enough to cuff them though? Like, y'all ain't worried about nobody like trying your girl up or anything like that?
Shit, I know who I am.
Okay.
Man, I ain't scared. Okay. I'm gonna hide by.
Okay.
I'm gonna be up regardless. You gonna miss me.
But it's like at the end of the day, you gotta know who you talk to. So
yeah.
Like, a nigga gonna, like, your girl look good, a nigga gonna try your girl anyway. I can't really get mad about every nigga trying my girl, cause I know. Yes. If you really got a bad bit, bro, like, come on, bro, at least 10 niggas a day trying your bit. Either in person or in the DM, bro. So, mm-hmm. You really can't sit there and get mad at every nigga, bro. It's just how she reacts to the shit.
That's facts. So, how'd y'all just, but again, like, how'd y'all just trust her? Like, trust him.
You just got to.
Enough to get into a relationship.
You just got to.
That shit's scary as fuck. That shit's scary as fuck. I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. Nah, that shit's scary as fuck.
Before this shit, I hadn't been in a relationship since I was like, I was 16.
For real?
Yeah. Damn. That's, like, I was talking to people, like, real relationship, like, put a label on this shit about like 16, 15.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, my for real type shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that one. I'll keep her a friend. What we got planned for the itinerary today?
Well, Jordan, we started off perfect, man. So, you know, Dirk got caught cheating on India. And he got caught in, my opinion is the worst way, right? What am I trying to say here?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Well, in my opinion, is the worst way. So, the way he got caught was he had a baby with another chick on his girl.
Ooh.
So my question is, what's the worst way to get caught cheating?
Ooh.
With the, like, you think the baby's bad?
That's terrible. It's almost as bad as catching an STD and bringing it to your girl.
Ooh.
That's almost bad. That bad.
That's bad.
Like, I can't imagine, like, especially if it's something you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Imagine going up to your girl and being like, "Hey, like, ooh, I got herpes," and you might.
Oh, I died.
You might just have it.
Yeah, I'd be dead. I'd be a dead man walking. That'd be my last sentence ever. If I told my girl, "Hey, yeah, I cheated. Yeah, we have herpes now."
I'm
dead.
Hey, we gonna get through this together. We're gonna get through this together.
It's a wrap for my head.
We gonna stay strong.
We're gonna get this.
We gonna fight. That's fucking hell, bro. That's hell, bro. No cap, bro. No, I can't imagine no shit like that. So I think a baby is not as worse as an STD, but it's like damn near right there. And it kind of is crazy because I was watching this. Video on Worldstar earlier, right?
Yeah.
So this nigga got caught cheating in 69.
Wait. On the video type shit?
Yes. She walked in on this nigga and he was in the 69. Like, he was in the 69 with a whole other female. And the way that they had to get up was like crazy. Like, that's a horrible position to catch somebody cheating. What is like the worst position you could. like you could catch your girl cheating in like.
If I walk into her eating somebody else's ass, that'll be crazy.
Ooh. You thought about this shit before?
Oh, like, God, bro. I didn't even want to think about it. Let's think about that, bro. You that's walk in and eat some. I was like, damn, he never ate my ass before.
Hey, yo, hold on. Another nigga meeting them. I ain't never think about no shit like that. Cause I don't even like you already like I don't know. Niggas they get their ass and that shit already. That shit kinda weird.
That shit crazy, right?
That shit, you know, wild as fuck, but I ain't never even thought about no shit. Thought about no shit like that.
You gotta be prepared for all situations.
That shit's weird.
What you think about?
Man, let me ask this nigga a question. So you like if you wanted your ass ate or some shit, man.
Hell no. It's not, I'm just saying, like, because you gonna want me to kiss you when you come home. You ain't even brush your teeth yet.
That's so disrespectful.
That's so disrespectful. That's the most disrespectful shit you can do.
That's so disrespectful. I don't think there's any, there's no masculine way to get your ass ate.
Oh, God.
Unless you stand up. No, I know a homeboy. I ain't gonna say
that. I ain't gonna say that.
I refuse to say this nigga's name. I think he said he stood up straight. Put a cigarette face in his ass. I was like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? I think that's the most masculine way to do it, though. Because if you're putting your legs up, she's putting your legs up. That's crazy.
Oh,
she
didn't that's crazy. Oh, that's the worst. That's
he
the
said
worst.
The most masculine way.
Man, that's crazy.
This nigga said, what's the most masculine way to get your ass?
That's right. A clip. That's a good one. Watch that bitch blow. That's
hey, no
masculine. But the worst way, like, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I walked in on my girl and she was, like, getting back shots like crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm hearing claps. Like, she's going wild. That shit would kill me, bro.
Oh, no, nah, bro. You just gotta salute, bro. If a nigga in there going crazy than you, bro.
What?
Salute? You won, nigga.
Salute?
Fuck it.
I might pray for the nigga, because that nigga gonna have to die. Like, if I hear it, like, bro, that shit is crazy.
Here's some shit you never heard before.
I'm saying,
you gotta salute like, that nigga, bro. You won.
He won.
And he killed her.
And he won. And I'm a sore loser, nigga. I'm a sore loser. I promise you I'm a sore loser. I'm the worst. I'm the worst. You know I'm a sore loser. It's so funny. When I hear that I'm losing, it's a crap.
It's a funny good thing. That nigga really is a sore loser.
It's a fucking rap, bro. I can't handle that shit. What do you think, Trill? What's the worst position you can catch your girl cheating?
I already said with the meeting them all, but like, that shit you were just talking about with the back shot. I mean, shit, ain't shit you can do.
Yeah.
You lost your bitch.
So would you?
Keep pushing.
You just lost. You got to kill.
Okay. Would you fight a nigga, bro? What if you fight this nigga? This nigga's like some fucking buff ass nigga. Then he whoop your ass and he fucked up and like, nah, man.
Now he up two. Yeah, I ain't gonna catch
that fight, nigga dead.
Nah, for real.
I know why that nigga dead.
Nah, for real. If you fight up your bitch, you gotta win. You got to win. There's no if there was a bust about. If y'all ever fight up with you,
my bitch, bro, to a nigga, bro, that shit is gone. I'm not finna fight no nigga. She's not already folded. Now you just fighting for no reason. She's not already folded.
And see, that's some real shit. The only way I will fight though is if they're in my house, like type shit. That's the only way. Cause you just took a W in my house. And behind my back. I can't handle that. I can't handle that pressure. I just can't handle that pressure. But if you took her outside the house, if you fucked her in the car or some shit like that, not my car, anything in my belongings, I'm gonna be mad. But I ain't fighting no.
I'm a hating ass nigga regardless, bro. I can find the text messages still with my one. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, bro.
I'm just an angry person, though. I ain't gonna care. I'm an angry ass nigga, bro. And you fuck with me the right way, bro. I'd be giggling and laughing all the time. Fuck with me the right way, bro.
That's some lame shit, because, like, I think there was a quote that said, I think it was Joe Budden. I think I got it from Joe Budden. He said, if a nigga can take your bitch, he did you a favor.
Yeah.
That's some real shit.
You gonna take advice from a nigga that fucks dogs?
Chill out.
Bro, come on, bro. Joe Budden is in the... Y'all remember that shit?
Yeah, I don't remember that shit.
Joe Budden had a whole thing where
you better hope this shit is for
real, nigga, because that's some crazy fake news right there. Okay. That's some crazy
this
fake news.
This nigga fucked the dog.
Bro, yeah.
No. That nigga jerked off his dog. He ain't fucked.
That's even worse.
He jerked off his dog because he was trying to get the ejaculation or some shit. That's what he said.
No, that's not how that shit works, man.
You said that's not how that shit works.
You don't put your hand on that meat.
He jerked the dog off. He was right. He ain't fucked.
Yeah.
He said, so Joe Budden's ex-girlfriend has stated that Joe has in the past jerked off his dog because the dog didn't have another sexual outlet. That's not okay. You get advice from a nigga that jacks off his dog. Yeah. I think jacking it off is... Nah, it's not worse than fucking, I ain't gonna lie. Fucking it is crazy.
Yeah,
jacking it off is wild, though.
But I'm just saying, bro, like, if a nigga was able to take your bitch, he did you a favor, bro.
Oh, he admitted to it.
Yeah, he said it on his podcast.
That's crazy.
Bro, I thought it was for, like, a breeding purpose. He just needed to jack him off.
Just to make him feel good.
Oh, yeah, you weird.
Hey, so crazy. So true. Would you be in a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like y'all are low key going extinct? Like, we got niggas dying. Rest in peace, PNB Rock. We got niggas going to prison. You know, slime. Guns. Extinct, shit like that.
Bro. That's crazy. That wasn't extinct.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what? How do you feel about this? Like, when you see these.
Like, I ain't really up yet, so it's like, you already gotta watch your surroundings. Even if you like a local nigga already, cause like, you don't know who the fuck watching you and shit. But it's like the shit that be happening to these niggas, like, I don't be knowing if it's like, these niggas that have, cause like, some of them niggas, you be like, okay, that nigga had beef. But like, with PNB, it was like, niggas was just watching them and hating and shit. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you gotta be aware of what the fuck going on around you and shit. You gotta watch where you going and shit. But as far as like going extinct and shit, like, I don't know, cause it's so many people still rapping and shit. But it's so many niggas dying from this shit too. So like, I don't even know how to like look at that shit goddamn. For as like an extinction type shit. They gonna forever be rapping goddamn. I ain't even start rapping because of this shit, niggas dying and shit. You can get killed goddamn being a civilian not this big having money.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if it start chasing my dreams because of this shit, but it like...
Does it stop you from like talking about like crazy shit?
Yeah, I never was really on that
you
shit.
You wasn't anymore. Though, now that I think about it.
Yeah,
really
I do features with folks, I might get on some crazy shit because they saw me be on that shit. Mm-hmm. But like... Nah.
What about flexing? Like, you don't be popping out with like hella jewelry or anything like that for real?
Nah, I ain't never really been on a nigga like, been on a nigga on like no chains type shit. I ain't never really like shit around my neck anyway. I ain't have my little watch and shit on and shit. But I ain't finna water shit down just for like, goddamn, niggas getting killed and shit. You gotta watch where you be at and shit though.
So when you see niggas like, you aware of the whole Sauce Walker situation, right?
Yeah.
When you see niggas glorify something that they didn't do, how does that make you feel? Like, for those who don't know, Sauce Walker straight up acted like he killed somebody for clout.
Oh, wow.
And whole time, the dude never reached for his chain and his man just did it out of spite.
Oh, wow.
Because they was arguing. So he was making it seem like he killed somebody because bro tried to snatch his chain. But in all honesty, him and this dude and his man was arguing and his man killed somebody. He just so happened to be there. So, how do you feel about people glorifying violence just to make them, what is the word, push forward their image?
Yeah, that's wild, but, like, I don't know the whole context and the situation of what the fuck went down.
Yeah.
To, like, even speak on that shit. But, it like, they're crazy if it's the way that y'all just said it, like, you glorifying the shit for, like, some clout and shit.
Cause that's what it seemed like to me. Cause as soon as it happened, right, he's like, he tried to hop on it. Like, yeah. He hopped on IG Live saying, "Hey, bro, this new rapper like dangerous. Somebody tried to snatch my chain. This, that."
But that shit real though, like.
And that's what niggas.
That shit weird.
Niggas was eating that shit up until the police report came out. Yeah. And you know, like, one of my favorite YouTubers is 1090 Jake and DJ Academics. Yeah. So I forgot who made the video, and it was one of the. It might have been both, but they had came up with like neither of the niggas like they don't post the video without doing their research. As much as I don't fuck with DJ Academics, like, personality, like, I can't say that he lied his content. Like, he does his research. Both niggas do their research, and it came out like Sauce Walker was really capping for clout. And I just feel like that shit is so dangerous for people to see, because now you have kids. Like, he jumped on the narrative. He got kids thinking that his lifestyle is one way and that they need to live this way. The whole time, he perpetuated something that he had nothing to do with at all.
Yeah.
Except for standing right next to the nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, because I don't know these niggas. Like, I don't know these niggas in person. I don't know what the South Boston did in his past and shit.
That's a fact.
So, I ain't really no nigga to be really speaking on what the fuck this nigga got going on. Or what type of gangster shit he got. I don't know.
So, you would never... Because all I see, like, when he was explaining that situation is, well, Sauce Walker isn't popping right now for it, right? I just seen him taking advantage of a situation to, you know, get more money. That's what social media is now. You have to take advantage of all right, so I was just asking, bro. Like, you would never take advantage of opportunities like that? Like, say a death or something like that, you know?
I don't know if he was just trying to, like, take advantage of it, but it was like, maybe he was trying to make a statement for, like, niggas out there in L.A. and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I already know like, how that shit get out there a bit.
Mm-hmm. So, like, okay. Another question, though. It's going back to the first question that I asked. It was, you know, how niggas is dying and how, you know, niggas is going to jail and shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you low-key see it as an opportunity?
Tomorrow, come up with this.
Yes. Less competition, nigga.
Bro, I ain't never been like no nigga to profit off nobody, like downfall or no shit.
I mean, it's
like, I ain't gonna lie, like
it's not that. It's just like it gives you more opportunities to get your foot in the door, though.
Yeah, I'll be like, my brother be telling me this shit. Like, okay, 71 to be said, like, I don't know. There's no time right now, like.
I mean, he might be a blessing. Like, and if this nigga Thug was still out here, you know, maybe.
And then even like niggas not like niggas who was on the come up and they got stopped, nigga like Baby Drill. Like,
yeah.
He would have been blocked, but as soon as this thing took off, that nigga was in jail for murder. And I'm just like, damn, like, you can't, a lot of these young niggas really can't even rap for real no more. And that, for a nigga like you, who doesn't rap about that stuff, I mean, it does open a window.
Yeah, it'd be like, but like, even like, it really don't even take like these niggas getting locked up and killed for it. Cause like, it's enough money out here for everybody to fucking win.
Hell yeah.
You really gotta be consistent with the top of shit. So it'd be like, I mean, like, okay, that might open up a door or whatever, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, you can still do that shit while these niggas are still doing this shit. It might just take a little longer, but not.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't never, like, really and truly looked at it like, oh yeah, this the opportunity, like, this nigga. It ain't like no fucking sports shit, but like, a nigga in front of you in a position or some shit, it's like, everybody can win. It's different avenues and shit with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got the internet, like, endless and shit, so.
That's what is like amazing about social media. I was just talking to this girl the other day. She's a photographer here, and she was telling me about how like she doesn't know what to do with her social media account and everything like that. She's scared to post and everything. And I was just telling her like, we're literally living in one of the greatest times right now, because social media can make it to where you can be anything, my nigga.
Dog, that's your real.
If you want to be an actor, start making skits.
Bro.
Yep.
You want to be a rapper? You can start rapping. If you don't have enough budget for a fire-ass music video, you can make your own music video.
Yes.
Even if you can't even get in the studio, bro, everybody doing open verse challenges.
Facts.
And like, bro, it's one that what's that dude's name? Like, Z4K, whatever. Mm-hmm. He blew up, why you got that spoon in my face back it up? So he blew up off that. Like, he wasn't like, he got a nose video straight off the iPhone microphone, like straight blew up off this. Like, you can literally blow up off anything. That shit's crazy.
It don't cost a dollar to be creative, bro. You can really do that shit for free. Whatever you want to do, as long as you got, shit, don't know what type of phone. I see niggas blow up on fucking Androids and shit. You ain't got to have no fire ass camera quality, no fire ass. Every nigga's blowing up with you, like 21 Savage, he blew up with a fucking stolen mic or some shit he said or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, it'd be like little shit, bro. Like, you don't gotta have all that fucking money and shit to really get up and shit.
Right, right. It's the grind and the consistency. That's what's so amazing about social media right now, too, because it's like, if you post every day, there's no such thing as not growing. There's
for
no
real.
Such thing as time, bro.
You only got to post every other day. Like, if you put out enough content where people can see your face, understand what you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
they're going to fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regardless. And that's what, like, we had an event earlier, like, this week is Sigma Week. We had an event earlier this week that I hosted where I just told people, like, we were talking about, like, how to build a brand online. Literally all me and Million did, I was saying, like, we just posted every day. We didn't know what we wanted to post. Mm-hmm. We were talking about political topics. We were talking about music. We were talking about sport. We were just finding something that could get us somewhere. And as we, like, just started to realize, shit, let's just talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And to have people come as we talk to each other, like, that's really what helped us. But all we did was post every day. And what people like, we wrote down. What people didn't like, we figured out. And at the end of the day, we figured out people like us.
Right. It's just a little thought and creativity. That's all that shit really takes, bro. The thought, creativity, and staying consistent. That's all that shit really is, bro.
Facts, bro. And that's why I can never feel, like, bad for a broke nigga, bro. Because unless they have a mentor.
That was so random.
Yo,
we was having a great conversation.
No, this thing is dead ass. But y'all think I'm playing, but I'm so fucking serious. Unless that nigga has mental issues, even if you do, I still see niggas blow. Like, you know that nigga that been something imagination. I be seeing some slow ass niggas still blowing up on you know Instagram, TikTok. Bro, there's no excuse to be broke, bro. Somebody is gonna fuck with you if you don't start recording your goddamn self, putting yourself out there, bro.
Somebody gonna like. But I have seen some cases where niggas was posting every day with the best of quality and just not make like.
No, it's just like your content got it. If it appeal to everybody, you gotta have good content.
Well, speaking of appeal, right? You've had a lot of performances.
Yeah.
What's the toughest moment you've ever dealt with while performing?
Oh my God. So, that shit was like a fucking eye-opener, like, type shit. So, I had got booked at this little show. It was like, I ain't have to pay for it, and like, they didn't pay me, so it was just like, get my name out there type shit. So I go in there, bitch, and these niggas like ain't got no fucking mic and shit. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like y'all they have been hitting me up for like 2-3 weeks, like in a row trying to get me to perform and shit. They ain't got no mic out there, bitch. So I'm like, damn. So I go out there and be like looking crazy and shit. My song I already playing, it wasn't even really mixed, so it's like it's hitting through the speakers, but it really not. Then I get through, cause it was like it's in a strip club, so
yeah.
You go to strip club, they expect you to throw money and shit. And I had already performed at another strip club that week. I ain't really had like funds back then. Baby. I still ain't really got funds like that now. Mm-hmm. But like,
we in college,
Nah,
I ain't got funds. I ain't throwing money at nobody.
So the nigga come up to me after the shit and like, yo, why you only threw such and such amount of money? So I'm like, damn, these niggas ain't have a mic and these niggas want me to throw like a stupid ass amount of money. So I'm like, brother, y'all niggas ain't have no mic. But I'm in that bitch by myself. I'm just trying to get my name out of that. Niggas ain't even come with me to shows and shit. I be traveling by myself and shit. It's just in Atlanta and shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, but that was like an eye-opening shit. Like, yeah, we ain't did shit yet for real. Man, I keep going with this shit.
Right,
yeah,
bro. That's one of the struggles that, like beginning art, like that's a great story you can always tell. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got a couple of them, bitches. That shit crazy.
What's another one?
When this shit was like we're 2021. I go to strip clubs, like I don't be like, you know I ain't got the niggas in there like you could tell niggas like go to strip club, they don't be getting like no coochie or no shit.
Yeah, them niggas that's how they get it. They pay for they lap dance.
So I'm in that chilling like every time I perform in the strip club, I don't ever go to strip club just to go. I go in there, I gotta be performing or some shit. So I'm in that, I always mind my business, I'll be sitting there waiting, I'm performing shit. So girl come up to me, she talking to me, she a stripper with her. So I'm like, okay, cool. She talking to me and shit. So she was like, you wanna dance? I was like, nah, I'm cool, whatever. I just came here to perform with her. Like, I ain't coming for all this shit. So you can like fuck with me on Instagram or some shit. She was like, I don't wanna fuck with you in here. What make you think I wanna fuck with you outside of here? I've been still on stripping.
Yo, she was
a stinger.
Yo, she thought she was green as fuck, bro.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so we did have this game set up, right, Trim?
What's up? What's that?
Alright, so with you being a rapper,
yeah,
we have now entered a draft.
A draft.
Yes. We have not we're now in a rapper draft. 2022 rapper draft. You have one pick. Well, we have three picks, right? We have three picks each.
Yeah, okay.
And you can only pick one person at a time. If he picks somebody, you can't take his person.
So it's just like anybody, though.
Anybody.
Any rapper, though. And we'll do five. We'll do five.
Okay.
And then we're going to see who gets the best lineup. We'll let you start it off, though, because you are our guest here. First rapper. First draft pick. Who you got?
Damn. So it's like anybody, like rapper, right?
Anybody rapping in
but,
the past.
But your team has to win. The comments has to say your team won.
Okay.
So after we draft, we're gonna ask the comments whose team won.
Right. So the whole goal is to make a fire ass album, fire ass song.
Okay.
Five picks. Let's get it. Who's your first go?
Damn.
You get one try, and then Trey goes, and I'll go.
Are you on rock paper scissors?
Yeah.
We definitely rock paper scissors.
It ain't like that, just like, it ain't got just like no niggas, it can be like
any
nigga, bro.
You know, I gotta go with fucking Drizzy up the top, man.
Fuck! Damn! This nigga, I swear to God! That's what I had, bro. Alright, on shoot?
Yeah.
Alright. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn, it's your go.
Okay, alright. rappers, hold on. Oh, Jay-Z! I'm going with Jay-Z.
My first pick gonna be Cole.
Cole?
Yeah.
We're gonna get hit.
Watch.
Jermaine?
We're gonna get hit. Watch.
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I got YB, young boy.
Fuck!
Tripping, bro. Fuck y'all, bro.
Alright. I fold it. Okay. Since we're making bangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really. Like random, but I gotta go with Playboi Carti. I'm gonna go with Playboi Carti.
That's me, Lil Baby.
Damn.
I'm folding. I need to pull up my phone. Hold on.
Yeah, I think no, nigga.
We can't pull up my phone.
Straight up the door.
Jay-Z and man,
this nigga went Jay-Z Playboi Carti.
I'm trying to make bangers. He's gonna be the executive producer. Hold on.
I gotta get another new nigga. I'm gonna throw a new nigga on that bitch. I'm gonna throw Nardo on that.
Nardo? Mm, okay, alright. So I'm gonna get Kanye.
You need to balance the flows, but y'all gonna see what I do.
I got Jay-Z, I got Kanye,
I got Cole, I got Baby, and I got Future. What's up?
Okay, shit. You got Future, let me see. See, he got Cole, I gotta go.
Okay.
That nigga wanted both of them.
That was a test.
I promise y'all was gonna get that. I was like, I'm not letting that nigga get Kendrick.
We can let Kendrick get to the point right at crazy.
Ooh. Okay, so I got Jay-Z, I got Kanye West, and I got Playboi Carti. Crazy,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna balance it out.
Playboi Carti go.
He got the hook though.
Yeah.
And then Kanye got the beautiful ass music, and then Jay-Z with his, I feel like they could flow. Hold on.
You're not winning this. Your team's already out of it.
How?
Your team's already out.
No.
I'm not. That's it.
Okay. Fuck. Hey, we're making some beautiful music here, right? I'm thinking eccentric. I'm gonna go with Tyler the Creator.
Ugh, that song is so ass. This nigga has Jay-Z, Playboi Carti.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be fire.
Kanye and Tyler.
You better hope he come with that.
That's a sick song. Oh, that's nasty.
And then watch this. Watch this.
Okay. Damn. So you took Kendrick was gonna be my. So I'm gonna go Jid.
Boom.
I'm gonna go Jid. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That shit in the trash, nigga.
Jid.
I know who my fifth pick is.
My fifth pick is too.
You better not say it.
I'm gonna fuck their ass up. I'm gonna go off the wall with this shit. Give me Glow Leather.
Oh, you lost.
What the fuck?
Give me Glow Leather.
I don't know.
If you get the females connected with that shit, it's rough. Anybody listen to y'all shit?
You're not a good one.
I don't know. I'm gonna finish it out.
I started out bad, but I'm gonna finish it out with Wayne. Nigga, what are we saying? I got a legendary track, nigga.
That track still ass.
That's crazy if you think that's ass. All
right. Damn, I was gonna go Wayne. So I got Jid. I have Future,
yeah.
Lil Baby,
yeah,
and J. Cole. I'm gonna finish it with Travis Scott. Travis Scott on the hood won. I feel like I won that bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
Let me tell you why I think I won.
I should be a club banger. Go ahead.
I think I made the greatest.
You got a club banger, but I'm talking about masterpiece. Mm-hmm. I just got some really artsy ass niggas, bro. Have you ever heard Smuckers? That's Tyler the Creator, Kanye West, and Lil Wayne. That shit was one of the most beautiful music.
And you gonna have Playboi Carti come and moan on the song?
Hold on, but that nigga vibes though. That nigga's a fucking vibe, and you're not gonna make it sound like Carti ain't a vibe.
But that's your second pick.
That unfortunately was my second pick. And I thought somebody was gonna take his ass, but then I realized these niggas ain't listening to Carti for real.
Nigga, nobody listens to Cardi. I'll take that back. Cardi does have a crazy fan base.
He has the biggest fan base.
No,
this generation?
Young boy
has that nigga's Michael Jackson.
Young boy has the biggest fan base. You're crazy.
Young boy is like right. I mean, Playboy is like right underneath.
He's not under Young boy. Young boy is like. Bro, just because niggas will knock you out to your music doesn't mean you're better than Young boy.
Would you ever want a mosh pit?
That should be fine.
Okay.
I want to jump in the crowd one day. I thought about doing that shit in Nevada. I'm like, these niggas gonna drop me. They gonna fuck with me enough. I'm gonna do that shot.
Like,
yeah.
Niggas ain't gonna catch me for real.
Yeah, they gonna drop my back hurting like a motherfucker.
I'm already there. Nigga gotta take a little break from
it. But that mindfish shit be lit as fuck. I be seeing that shit like, damn. These folks pushing each other and shit. They getting lit. Going fucking water and liquor and shit.
I got a question for that, but let me say it. But let us know in the comments, man. Who do y'all think had the best rap top five? All right, but my question to you is, what is the difference? Because we were just talking about fans being the crowd, shit like that. What is the difference between being a fan and being a dick rider?
Dog, okay. I was just talking about this shit earlier, but like,
cause I ain't gonna cap, bro.
Bro, it's hard to separate the shit. Cause like, when I'm right here, where I'm at. When niggas be being fans, I don't even call it that shit. But it's like, they automatically get called dick riders. I'm like, damn, I ain't really even got that much support. So like, don't call these niggas dick riders. But it's like, yeah, nigga, yeah, dicky. But it's like, it's crazy though. Like, but like, you going overboard with the shit type shit. Go ahead, what you listen?
Cause bro, I'm a Huncho fan, bro. Like, Huncho right now is probably my favorite rapper, bro.
Sure.
Every day I go to the gym, I post a Huncho song. Like, I'm starting to think I'm getting to that dick eating realm, bro. But I really am, bro. And I realized when they said a Huncho was coming to Fort Valley for homecoming, and I got excited. I was like, oh shit, wait. Oh, I'm dick eating. This is crazy.
That's like your favorite rapper right now.
It's my favorite rapper right now. Okay. But it's because I knew him when we was in high school. Mm. And I think that's what it is, like seeing somebody you know blow up. But yeah, I think that makes it more dick eating though.
Nah, I ain't gonna say this. Cause niggas try to say that shit when you actually know a nigga, that's when they try to say it's dicky. Like when you over support a nigga you know. But I'm like, damn, you supposed to like support the niggas you know and shit. But that's when they started calling it dicky when it's like a nigga that's in range type shit.
So I recently was in the calf, right?
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of what dick eating is, but it's not with music or anything. Right? So I'm talking shit to my homeboy Dre. You know he's a capper and shit like that, right? There was this random ass nigga that was right next to us. I didn't know him. I think he knew me.
Oh, you talking about?
He had his beard.
Nah.
That's the nigga. Nah. It was this random. I didn't even know this nigga for real.
Oh, okay.
But he was sitting next to us, and I was just talking my shit like I usually do. Yeah. I was like, Dre, I ain't never seen you talk to no hoes for real. Hoes walk up to you. You don't got game. And then this nigga interjects in the conversation and was like, he doesn't need to learn how to talk to hoes. He's a capper. I said, nigga, you're a dick. I looked this nigga in his. I wanted to say, nigga, you're a dick writer. That nigga Troy was there too. Yeah. That nigga Troy grabbed the cup and he did this with the cup. He was like,
No, it's like
that is dick riding. When you just like this nigga, you can't say anything bad about that nigga.
Yeah,
that's where it gets to dicky.
But you know what I think it is though. I think that really niggas who call niggas that are fans dick eaters are just some hating ass niggas, bro. Cause that's some hating ass shit. Yeah. You just mad at that a nigga has somebody that fucks with him? That's hating.
No, that's not hating.
That is hating.
That's not hating because he didn't have to say that.
But like,
no, that was dicky. That shit was crazy. That was dicky. I was talking about like in a case where a nigga got fans.
Right.
That's hating. You're hating on this nigga because he got fans. Like, I'm not dick eating, but this nigga make good music. Fuck you, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That nigga needs to see a doctor, a therapist.
So like, how do you handle it when people say like, oh shit, like, I know about your music and everything like that?
Like, for the most part, I just be like, I appreciate it. Like, I know somebody listening to my shit, but it's like, when niggas start going overboard, like, I still be like appreciating shit. I be like, okay. Cause like, I know I'm still going up, so I ain't even seen the half of that shit.
Facts,
right. So it be like, I don't really try to like, do too much, like you doing too much type shit. So like, okay, cool. I don't wanna sound like no cocky ass nigga right now, so it's like.
I don't, like, that's some real shit. I don't think I ever tell a nigga that they're doing too much, but I'd be like, ah, chill out.
Nah, man, that's crazy.
I just laughed that shit out of majority of the
time. I wish I was in the cab with y'all that. I ain't in the cab. I wouldn't let that nigga Drake have it, boy.
I was like, damn, Drake, you sat next to that nigga, you wanted your deep roll? True, what do you have coming to the people in the near future?
Shit, I mean, I got a tape dropping homecoming week, September 26th. I really just came up with the name like last night, it was like early this morning. I was just called Just Trilling. That one
was that's hard.
Just Trilling.
That's hard.
But like, it was supposed to be like an EP, but I'm gonna probably end up making an old tape because I've been making shit like every other day I've been recording something. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been working with like some new niggas and shit, like some niggas that want to get their feet wet with this shit. Like, I already told y'all niggas last time, like, when I first started rapping, niggas weren't really like trying to help me find like studios and engineers and shit. So any nigga that had came up to me and wanted to record, I'm like, bet, I'll help you out with that shit. And these niggas been like, they getting better and better with that shit, so I'm probably start dropping shit with these niggas soon. But, hell yeah, I got the EP or tape dropping on September 26th. So, I can get that shit dropped.
Alright, and where can the people follow you at?
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that shit, Taylor Tree, and the whole fucking, ain't no spaces, underscores, none of that shit. So I'm getting Taylor Tree.
Hey man, thank you so much for coming to sit down with us, man. I had a long day, had a step show. I'm sending this bitch musty as fuck.
Nigga, yeah, musty. But nah, I fuck with y'all niggas though, man. I appreciate y'all for having a nigga again about this shit.
Hey, no problem at all, man. Thank you for coming back. Bro. So, hey, sir, we are listening to millions. You just sat down with us. Please don't forget to like and comment on this video. Subscribe to the channel and check us out on Spotify too, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. And yeah, this is Listen to the Millions. You just sat down with us. It's deeper than the podcast.
Peace out.
Music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to,
and I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.